We the People. This past week, Parliament, or at least the Rajya Sabha, has remained locked into conflict as the opposition demands that the Prime Minister must make a statement on where he and his party stand on conversions. We've seen the issue of religious conversions return to the national headlines. This after a contentious set of reconversions in Agra, where poor Muslim families say they were offered Aadhaar cards and BPL cards for coming back into the Hindu fold. Since then, of course, the person spearheading the Agra conversions has been arrested. But you also had the BJP MP Yogi Adityanath warning that he would initiate a set of mass reconversions in Aligarh on Christmas Day. Again, an event that has since been called off. But the controversy refuses to go away. Just in the past 2 days, we've had the RSS chief, Mohan Bhagwat, call for a national law against all conversions, making the argument that if it is wrong to bring Hindus back into the fold, as he describes it, then why not have a common law that stops all religious conversions? On the program today, we look at the perils of politicizing faith, but we also ask whether there is some truth to the often heard complaint that many mass conversions are driven, if not by coercion, at least by allurements. Where is that space between the right to practice and propagate any religion you want, but also fending off coercion, extortion and influence? I'll start with the BJP spokesperson, Sambit Patra. Does the party support the RSS chief's call saying that either all conversions should be treated the same way, perhaps the best way is to have an anti-conversion law nationally? Does the BJP support this?
BJP has been supporting the anti-conversion bill right from the very beginning.
Yes.
Right way back in 1954, a similar bill called as the Indian Conversion Regulation and Registration Bill was introduced in the parliament. In 1960, a similar bill called as Backward Communities Religious Protection Bill was again introduced in the parliament. They could not see the light of the day. But similar bills had been in six states. Orissa passed anti-conversion law way back in 1967, Madhya Pradesh in 68, and Arunachal Pradesh in 1978.
Himachal Pradesh has one. They're not all BJP states.
Yes.
In Himachal, it was
in fact, 68,
under a Congress government.
69 yeah. and 78 did not have the birth of BJP. BJP was born in 1980.
But what's your point?
So
in today's
point is this
do you
bill
believe that,
the
I,
question
that
is
I, as a citizen, should have the freedom
yes.
to practice whatever faith I want to?
Let me answer that by the words of Chief Justice A.N. Ray. Any attempt at conversion was likely to result in a breach of public order affecting the community at large. The state legislatures would have the competence to enact legislation which is likely to avoid disturbances to the public order by prohibiting conversion from
okay.
one religion to another in a manner reprehensible to the conscience of the community. This is not the Bharatiya Janata Party. This is the Supreme Court of India, the Chief Justice who was heading the
so
Constitution
will the BJP,
bench.
Does the BJP plan to bring an anti-conversion bill to Parliament?
We have been amply
but will
and
you bring
clear.
One? Because
we have been amply and
aptly
clear because the party president, Mr. Amit Shah, yesterday reiterated that come join hands, we want an anti-conversion bill against forceful coercion, allurement conversions.
Manishankar Iyer, what is possibly the defense for allurements being the basis of conversions? Yet the flip argument may be that if I change my faith, there is clearly the hope for a better life. Ambedkar spoke about this, saying there's nothing wrong, even if there are material gains. But you had Mahatma Gandhi at the other end of the political spectrum having a completely different perspective, saying that he was against all conversions as well.
Gandhiji was speaking at the time when there was state patronage extended to missionaries to undertake conversions in India. That was his primary objection. And it was in that context that Gandhiji said whatever it was that he said. With respect to the two bills that lapsed in the House, I think it's necessary to put in balance what Nehru argued in order to prevent these bills from becoming laws and succeeded in doing so. He said that these laws will not help very much in suppressing the evil methods of gaining converts, but might very well be the cause of great harassment to a large number of people. Also, we have to take into consideration that however carefully you define these matters, you cannot find really proper phraseology for them. The major evils of coercion and deception can be dealt with under the general law.
Okay.
It may be difficult to obtain proof, but so is it difficult to obtain proof in the case of many other offences. But to suggest that there should be a licensing system for propagating a faith is not proper. It would lead in its wake to the police having too large a power of interference. And with regard to your third question about the constitutionality of it, the father of our constitution, Dr. Ambedkar, speaking in the Bombay Presidency Mahar Conference in 1936, said, religion is for man and not man for religion.
Yes.
For getting humane treatment, convert yourselves. Convert for getting organized. Convert for becoming strong. Convert for securing equality. Convert for getting liberty. Convert so that your domestic life should be happy.
Yes, so now the Gandhi Ambedkar differences of conversion are well documented.
The constitution has given
so the father of the nation had one view on conversion, the father of the constitution had another
absolute
set
right
of views on
to a freedom to propagate.
Okay,
and I do not think any further legislation is required. What is required is to stop what we are seeing now, the state patronage of conversion.
Asad Oasi, one of the arguments that is made by the Sangh Parivar is that there is an attempt to change the demographics of India. How do you respond to this argument that there is a kind of demographic engineering that is underway?
And I find it very surprising. It's a joke. See, the census is created by Government of India, not by RSS headquarters. 1960 to 2001, the Hindu population has come down 2.7%. The Muslim population has increased by 3%, which is a natural growth. And that is why, the reason behind that is because there is less infant mortality rate with the Muslim children, because the Muslim mothers don't go out and vote. That is the reason for that. Secondly, Meenakshipuram. What is the report of the SCST committee of Chennai, Mr. Arumugam? He said there was no money used, there was no foreign influence. He talks about Mr. Ray, but why is it that Mr. Ray has completely forgotten what K.M. Munshi said in the Constituent Assembly? Why is it that now they are talking about? Why not in 2004 to 2014 there was no talk about conversion? Why now? Because they want to polarize the country. They want to convert the country into Hindu Rashtra. And how is it that the RSS chief says, what if something is stolen from us should come back to us? How dare he says that? Are Muslims and Christians some sort of stolen property?
Sambit Patra, please respond to that. The RSS chief statement, he said it previously also, all Indians are Hindus. Now, isn't all this for you only bad news? Because it's taking away from the promise of development that Mr. Modi said his government would be all about.
Barkha, the Modi government still stands for development and the country is backing Mr. Modi on development count. But as far as the technical question of ghar vapasi is concerned, this word ghar vapasi
yes
has been a word which has been used quite often about
yes
these few days. So let me emphatically speak on that. S. Rajagopalan versus CM Aruguma and others in 1968. Almost all these cases laid down the principle that on reconversion to Hinduism, a person can become a member of the same caste in which he was born and to which he belonged before having been converted to another religion. So ghar vapasi may have been a term coined by our thought people, but ghar vapasi in a very English way was judged by the Supreme Court of India.
But do they come back into the same caste they were first?
Yes, that's what the Supreme Court says.
And they became Brahmin.
But that's what the Supreme Court says. See, I'm being technical. I don't want to bring
J.K.
in a caste fight over here.
J.K. Bajaj, the question is exactly this, that in these reconversions that take place, if we call them reconversions, what caste does the person come back into? Because presumably it is often caste prejudice that creates the environment for conversion or embracing another faith to begin with. So when the VHP or the Bajrang Dal or their affiliates want to bring people back into the fold, as they call it, what is the caste equality that they're offering?
I think this word ghar vapsi,
yes,
it is not invented by the Sangha. It's not invented by VHP. It is the word that Mahatma Gandhi used.
Yes.
And he said in very explicit terms,
yes,
that anybody who has converted and wants to come back, we need no shuddhi for that. He is just welcome. And what is the issue about caste? Caste is, in India, it has always been mobile. One can join any caste that one wants when one is coming back.
One cannot join any caste that one wants, sir. ask people born at the bottom of the caste hierarchy. Where is the social mobility available?
I think Mahatma Gandhi 13/12/1936 Harijan magazine, wherein Mahatma Gandhi said that even if a Dalit becomes a neo-Hindu, a neo-Sikh, neo-Christian, he still carries the burden of untouchability.
Yes.
Does he agree with Mahatma Gandhi or not?
We are all against untouchability. Mahatma Gandhi would have given his life to remove untouchability. But it is too much to say that all these conversions are
how can there be a demand for reconversions in the same breath as a national law to ban conversions? This is what I am finding confusing.
Is there a caste inequality in Arunachal Pradesh? Do the Wanchos of Tira, do they suffer caste inequality? And 73% of them have been converted in the period of just about 10 years. Do the Adis suffer caste inequality? They are the rulers of that area.
So you're talking about the tribals and the Adivasis.
Where is caste? Is it the caste inequality?
Let me get Father Stanley on that. Argument against the missionaries is that Adivasis and tribals have actually their own culture. And in some ways, what is the need to actually proselytize among the tribals and Adivasis of India? I want your response to this. What is the need for it?
First, I should say something before that. Prime Minister Modi is the Prime Minister of this country. Not only for Hindus. Okay. The second one to your question is, see, in the last 2000 years of Christianity, and Christianity in India has seen the great development of this country, social, health and education. And most of you sitting here and all of you have been gained Christian education for that matter.
I have not. Of one faith vis-a-vis the other.
Definitely.
I'm asking you a question on conversions.
But I'm saying the same thing. The church, the most people have come out of the school. Have any teacher of the school has said, we become Christian, then you get admission? Never. You come to become Christian, you have health care taken care in the remotest part, where the government is not reaching the Christian institutions of healthcare are there. Have they asked them to become Christian?
Okay, Mr. Bajaj and then Mahatma Nalapur, I have to move on.
No.
Father, I have to let other people speak also. Me. Yeah, J.K. Bajaj.
Mahatma Gandhi recalls in his autobiography,
yes,
he didn't go to a Christian school, but he very painfully recalls that when he used to come from the school, he used to see missionaries standing on the street and abusing his God.
But that doesn't happen. We've never seen that happen now.
Mahatma Gandhi recalls this.
So whenever he came to Delhi, an offer is made to the principal of St. Stephen's College.
Offer of Christianity is made to
once again, Mani, please hear what Mani is saying.
Destruction of Gandhi.
Mani, just repeat that for him. I think he missed that.
I said every time Gandhiji came to Delhi, he stayed with the principal of St. Stephen's College, who by statute has to be a Christian.
And his best friend,
Okay, Madhav Ganapat coming in now. J.K. Bajaj, Father Stanley, hang on. Madhav Nalapat, you have an interesting personal experience here. Your mother, the famous poet Kamala Das, later in life converted to Islam. How did you feel about that? Did you feel that this was her individual right? Because I remember her coming on this program and talking about her conversion, her embrace of Islam. And she actually got threatened, I remember, at that time by right-wing groups because she made a statement saying, I still believe in Krishna, Lord Krishna, but today I recognize him as Muhammad. And that statement created a big furor. Do you see your own mother's decision as an expression of personal freedom, or do you see it as problematic?
Well, Barka, I'd like to say that I know many people who are Hindus or Muslims or Christians.
Yes.
I may be not very smart, and that's probably why I really don't see much difference between them. I mean, my Muslim friends, my Hindu friends, my Christian friends, frankly,
yes,
they seem to me to be about the same. And so far as my mother is concerned, my mother remained my mother. I don't think there was any change in her after she openly declared that she was Muslim. For quite some time she had been grappling with the question that she was loyal to the Quran. When she openly declared it and before that, I didn't see any difference in her, quite frankly. Mm. I think we're making a very, very big issue about personal faith. And I think the whole point of the matter is personal faith is personal faith. Mm. The problem we're facing in India is that, in a sense, we are discriminating between faiths.
Why do you say that?
Secularism should mean equal treatment of all religions.
So where is the discrimination?
Here you have a situation which, for example, temples are under the control of the government, churches and mosques are not. You have a situation with the Right to Education Act. Those Hindus who start a school will have to reserve 25%. If a Christian or a Muslim starts a school, that doesn't happen. My view is very, very clear. It's a fundamental right of a human being to choose a faith. And it's a fundamental right of human being. In our country, we have too many restrictions on fundamental rights of human beings, and we should not add to that list.
So on mass conversions, where do you stand?
Let me tell you one thing, Barka. People in any part of the world, especially younger generation, they're aspirational. If they feel improving themselves is possible by technique A, they will go to technique A. They'll go to technique B. They'll go to technique C.
And therefore you can't stop that is what you're
saying. It's impossible. You'll drive it
Mr. Bajaj and then Chandra Prasad.
Everybody will grant that it is the right of a human being, not only fundamental right, it's natural right of a human being to seek truth wherever he wants to. And nobody's going to stop him. But it is not the right of anybody to go and convert others. That cannot be a fundamental right.
Nobody can converting convert oneself. Sir. Nobody can
converting
convert.
Oneself. No, it's a tip. Mass conversion. No. Mass conversion cannot be a right.
You make a decision individual to convert yourself, sir.
And there is going and making offers every day in an organized manner that please come.
No,
and
nobody calls me, sir.
And always are wrong. If you cannot be a fundamental right.
Chandrabhan, in an India where religion should be a matter of faith, let me ask the reverse question. Why should we need to convert at all? If religion should diminish in the value that it has on our everyday life, the counter argument will be, for example, when there's an interfaith marriage, often there is a conversion. People will say, if you're really celebrating secularism, what is the need for that?
The problem we are debating is about reconversion.
No, also reconversion.
Conversion is deeply political. I have no problem with conversion in mass or individual.
Why is reconversion more political than conversion?
Because you, in conversion, you change your faith. Here, now you are being brought back. So it is deeply political. It's not a religious issue at all.
Once again, Sambit, quick response, then I'll come back to Mali. Quickly, I want to talk to the people here.
I have a very simple philosophy of mine. Well, yes, I agree absolutely with Madhav Nalapat when he says that individuals have the right to choose their own faith and this is what a civilized society should do.
Right. Yes.
But individuals' faith cannot become a mass affair. You know, there cannot be a mass which suddenly wishes to change. And if this happens in a mass affair, there is something called a conspiracy somewhere.
Meenakshipuram was a mass affair. It was 800 Dalit families, if I remember correctly. So would you accept this distinction between the right of individuals to convert but be against mass conversions?
Meenakshipuram conversion was not based on allurement of foreign money or any money. That has been proven by the Commission of Inquiry report. As of now, if conversions are happening, we are signatory to Article 18 of Universal Declaration of Human Rights. What is this? I mean, you want to take away the Article 18 of Universal Declaration of Human Rights?
Okay.
And if people want to convert, who are you going to stop them? I mean, it is all right for Arya Samaj temples to give a certificate to a Muslim girl, oh, you're converting to Hinduism, we'll get you married. Do you want to take that right away also? This is what K. Munshi said. Arya Samajis and Christians have the right to propagate.
Okay, Mani, make your point.
The point is not conversions by individuals or conversions by masses.
Yes.
The point also is not the right to convert. The point is the right to be converted. But when it is announced by the leaders of the Ghar Vapsi movement, that is the Dharm Jagran Samiti, as recently as the 19th of December, that they are going to continue their Ghar Vapsi plans to restore Hindu glory by freeing India of Muslims and Christians by 2021. This is an attempt at demographic change, which is on a gigantic scale.
Okay, Sambit, I have to go into the audience now, but quick response. The Dharam Jagran Samiti had a rate card asking for donations. You're against allurements, but then why are they asking for donations?
Barkha, two quick questions to Mani. First, on Meenakshipuram, that OSCE.
Meenakshipuram, where Atal Bihari Vajpayee himself went to see why Dalits had mass converted.
The question to Mani is, after Meenakshipuram, February 1981, there was a letter which was sent by the Home Ministry then, which was a Congress government, that all the states should enact laws in accordance to what Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, and Arunachal Pradesh had. It was a Congress government then. Why is the Congress shying away from supporting us?
Well,
on
the Himachal Pradesh anti-conversion bill was brought under the Congress. I must say that for
what is the problem now? Why are you shying away?
Why don't you bring it away because of A.N. Ray's statement as read out by him. A.N. Ray's fundamental point
but A.N.
was...
A.N. Ray was 69. You were not shying away in 81.
In 1981, the government of India, the Congress government of India, Indira Gandhi may have said what she wanted to say. I am not obliged to defend it.
Okay.
But I am obliged to explain that A.N. Ray's statement, which was read out by him, fundamentally concentrated on public order.
A.N. Ray's judgment clearly states...
Today, when the Ghar Vapsi movement aims at driving Asaduddin and Father Stanley out of the country or not regarding them as Indians, I regard this as a disturbance of the public order, which is the duty of the government.
A.N. Ray's judgment clearly states Constitution grants the right of propagation, which does not mean the right to convert. And to convert is to violate Article
25. Okay, can I request all of you now? No, I have to interrupt here. One minute. We've got people here.
Right to
we're talking on behalf
there
of...
There is a right to be
money,
converted.
Money, please now.
Understand that.
Mr. Bajaj, one minute. We are talking on behalf of people who convert, get converted. Let's hear from people themselves why they make these decisions. Now, we have here a very interesting case of a father and a son. They are from Madhya Pradesh. They were Dalit families who actually converted to Islam. But Maniram, the father, got reconverted back to Hinduism. And Kasim said, main nahi wapas jaunga. Aap logon se puchungi, Maniram ji, aap se shuru karungi. Aap pehle convert hue Islam ki taraf, phir aapko, jaise ghar wapsi bolte hain, aapko wapas laya gaya. To dono jo faisle the aapki marzi se hue, ki dono hi faislon mein samaj ka pressure, baki logon ka pressure.
Jab hum log permission lene ke liye jila karyalay gaye hue the.
Conversion ke
liye. Ji, ji.
Change karne.
परमिशन इस्लाम की परमिशन लेने के लिए
जी.
तो वहाँ पर बजरंग दल आरएसएस दल के लोगों ने हम लोगों के लिए बहुत सारी तादाद में आकर के हमको रोक लिया था.
आप अपनी मर्जी से धर्म बदले, आप अपनी मर्जी से दो बार ही आपने धर्म बदला, आपने मर्जी से किया कासिम, आपको क्या लगता है आपके परिवार ने मर्जी?
मैडम मेरी बात सुनिए, जो हमने हिंदू से इस्लाम जो कबूल किया हमारी मर्जी से हमने किया था, वो हमने पूरा भी फैमिली ने हमने किया है अपनी मर्जी से इस्लाम कबूल किया था, उस पर ना कोई लालच ना लोभ ना कोई दबाव था. ठीक है मैडम,
ठीक है.
इसके बाद जब हमने इस्लाम कबूल किया तो उस टाइम अखबार में निकाला गया कि भाई इस्लाम कबूल करने के लिए जो कलेक्टर है उससे आपको अनुमति लेनी पड़ेगी इसके लिए कि आप
मतलब मध्य प्रदेश में ऐसा कानून
जी,
है
जी, कि जी. आप मतलब मुसलमान बन रहे हैं. तो मैडम हम वहां पर अनुमति लेने कलेक्टर जब गए तो वहां पर जो आरएसएस और मीडिया वाले बहुत से लोग जो आए हुए थे उन्होंने आकर घेर लिया और जो हमारे हाथ में जो एग्रीमेंट जो एफिडेविट बनाया जो कागज बनाया था उसका रिश्त उसको लेकर उन्होंने फाड़ दिया. वहां पे क्या हुआ मतलब आपके लिए वहां पे घेर कर लोगों ने कहा कि आप हिंदुस्तान में ऐसा कर नहीं सकते, यहाँ पर आपको हिंदू ही रहना पड़ेगा. ठीक है मैडम, मैंने कहा सर मेरे पास कोई दबाव नहीं है, कोई लालच नहीं है, मैंने इस्लाम को अपनी मर्जी से किया है. तो उन्होंने कहा नहीं नहीं आपके लिए पैसे दिए गए. मैंने कहा मैडम ऐसा कुछ नहीं किया हमारे, ना पैसे दिए गए हैं ना हमें कोई लालच है.
क्यों बदला फिर आपने धर्म? आप बताइए मनीराम जी, आप पहले इस्लाम कबूल किए फिर आप वापस हिंदू बन गए?
हमसे पहले इस्लाम कबूल इस लड़के ने किया था, इसके द्वारा हमको तालीम दी गई इस्लाम की, तो हमने उसको समझा और हमको अच्छा लगा तो हमने हमने इस्लाम कबूल कर लिया.
उसके बाद
मैडम जो हम बता रहे ना जिले कार्यालय वाली बात, वहां से हमको पुलिस द्वारा शिफ्ट कर दिया गया था. तो वहां पर ले जाकर के हमको जंगल में जाके पुलिस ले गई थी सुरवा थाना जाकर के, वहाँ दबाव दिया हमारे ऊपर, मारपीट की हमारी. इसके बाद वहां से दबाव होते हुए हमको दूसरे 3 सितंबर को वहाँ थाने में लाया खनिया थाना तहसील, तो वहां पर सारे हमारे समाज को इकट्ठा कर दिया, हम पर दबाव था उसका.
Can I just point out the fact why was all the dawab on the father and why was there no dawab on the Qasim, the police, which took the father to a secluded place in the forest, kicked him up and said that you should reconvert. But why the same thing did not happen with Qasim? Because Kasim is not a Dalit, his father is a Dalit. Because he reconverted to Hinduism,
yes.
He's a Dalit.
Yes.
Second point, anti-conversion law, there is no permission required if a Hindu becomes a Sikh, a Sikh becomes a Jain, a Jain becomes, because all these are supposed to be the indigenous religion, indigenous. Islam and Christianity. The moment you want to convert to Islam and Christianity, you require permission. And right. Not only that, aapki khet baad bhi le li gayi thi. Khet le li gayi thi. Why is it happening? That is why we are opposing such laws.
J.K. Bajaj, please.
Look, Barkha. India is in a very, very difficult situation.
Yes.
Now it's because difficult. Of you all create these, all difficulty.
Because of
you,
all
you
these
don't concentrate on FDI, which you require $100 billion. You create this issue. You want Godshed to become a hero.
So let me speak, sir.
You go
let
on.
Me speak, sir.
You have any problem?
Let Mr. Bajaj speak. He's been trying to speak. Please.
Because of these conversions, deconversions which have been going on in India, particularly over the last 100 years. India is in a very difficult situation. I have good Christian scholar friends who believe that this, with this changing gods, we have broken the social fabric of India. Hmm. And India cannot withstand it for very long. It will be right. We have done it earlier in the case of, religious monuments. We have passed a law that we have a moratorium on changing the character
so
of religious buildings.
So that you don't call them temples. So that you don't call masjid a temple. That is why the laws are passed.
Let us have a moratorium. No. Let's have a moratorium.
On conversions. You are proposing a moratorium on mass conversions.
Let it
are you
be
proposing
only
a
for
moratorium?
10 years. Let it be only for 10 years. Okay. Let the Indian people remain in the religion where they are and let us get busy with nation
building. I want Madhav Nalapattu to respond to this.
Barka, you ban alcohol, it goes underground.
Yes.
Instead of alcohol being distributed by normal people, get distributed by the mafia.
Yeah.
A whole lot of unpleasant influences come.
Yes.
You can't ban something human. Mr. Owaisi has been known for a brand of politics, which frankly focuses on one single community.
Yes.
And in that process, there's a demonization implicit in order of the other community. My personal view is, now I'm a secular person. I've got very good relations with Jamaat-e-Islami. I've got very good relations with RSS. I think we should be very careful to ensure that secularism is not seen.
Now, what are your specific disagreement with
Asad Owaisi? My point is that you have to be broadly secular and accept that people of all faiths have got to be treated equally. You can't have a situation in which you basically support one faith and then say that you have the right to do that, but others do not have the same right.
Respond so to what that, is that happening is a double speak. Is that
many
charges
many
is
Hindus
a double
are
speak
following Mr. Owaisi.
That when the RSS or the or Hindu affiliated organizations, you say they're playing the religious card. But when you play the religious card, when you talk about Muslim politics, when you talk about, in the campaign in Maharashtra, you spoke about rebuilding mosques. Why is that not the mirror image? I think that's what Madhav Nalapat is asking.
No, I read your article, Hindustan Times as well. You know, you are very...
No, forget my article.
I'll answer both. That article is good. I got the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, who's stopping him from him and you making a complaint to Election Commission of India? You must do it. Listen to me. Because if I have violated any laws, election laws, go and make a complaint. You talk about Muslim politics. Sir, how many Muslim MPs? I have to rebut this baseless allegation which is being made. Where are the Muslim MPs in the Indian parliament? They're only 4%. You Muslim politics?
Yes.
Is this Muslim politics? Our socio, education, economic indicators are worse. Is this Muslim politics? You don't have IAS, IPS, is this Muslim politics? You want to convert me into Hinduism? Is this Muslim politics?
What okay, Madhav Nalapat, but please respond to that and then I have to move on, then I'll come to your father's stand.
There are poor people of every community.
Yes.
And I think it's very important to take everybody seriously.
No, but his
whether
point
you're a
of
Hindu
the
dismal
Muslim, representation
no, I, look,
that Muslims need a political
irrelevant
voice, that the BJP's
this
own record of Muslims in their ministries
I'm
is
saying
dismal.
What I'm saying is that a brand of politics which focuses almost exclusively on
please
one community
understand
is
that
wrong.
I am not asking for India to be make to become a Sharia compliant country. I am not asking for India to become a Hindu Rashtra. I am saying what my forefathers have said, that secularism, pluralism is the ethos of this country that has been protected.
But
father, okay,
okay,
that.
Okay,
be
okay, okay, somebody,
Mr. Owaisi, what you want, in fact, we all see in the YouTube. I think we need not have to say what you have always said in Hyderabad.
You keep on watching it, you'll get educated.
But two important issues.
We've also watched you on YouTube.
Just a second. You just said that the socio-economic indices of the Muslim community is quite low. But ironically, in the very beginning, you said that the infant mortality of Muslims was quite low. Mm. And that's the reason as to why the demography of Muslims in India was increasing.
What is your point?
You were wrong.
What is
the
your
infant
point?
Mortality rate of Muslims is quite high. In spite of that, the demography is changing.
Then
so what
means Don't complain that we are prejudiced against you.
You know, there's a survey that shows that even by 2030, the Muslim population can go up only to 16%.
Mr. Owaisi said that if you have any complaint against, go and complain to Election Commission. If you have any complaint against Sakshi Maharaj, go and complain to the Election Commission. Don't make the parliament
solve. Mr. Bajaj, 1 minute. Now we have here somebody who's an Adivasi who embraced Christianity. And I just want to talk to her. जस्सी आपका नाम है तो आप कहाँ की है
झारखंड की हाँ जी
और आप आदिवासी थी
हाँ जी आदिवासी थी पहले पर मुझे अच्छा लगा था इसलिए मैंने क्रिश्चियन में चली गई
अच्छा कौन आप कैसे आपको मालूम पड़ा कि
हम लोग परदेश में रह के चर्च में जा के देख के हम लोग देख लिया हम लोगों को चर्च में अच्छा लगा तो पास्टर लोग अच्छे अच्छे बातें बताते थे इसलिए हम लोगों को अच्छा लगा तो हम लोग क्रिश्चियन हो गए
पर एक बात बताइए आदिवासी का तो अपना बहुत एक रीति रिवाज होता है अलग अलग होता है
उसमें छुआछूत खाते नहीं थे मम्मी पापा लोग तो हम लोग परदेश में रह के तक कैसे करेंगे छुआछूत खाना पड़ेगी तुम लोग
छुआछूत मतलब
हाँ जाओ वो लोग क्योंकि छुआछूत मानते थे गांव में आदिवासी लोग हिंदू थे
हाँ।
तो छुआछूत मानते थे, तो हम लोग किधर आके क्रिश्चियन बन गए कि हम लोगों सब लोगों के खाना खा सकते हैं,
इज्जत मिल गया।
मध्य प्रदेश इवन आदिवासी सफर फ्रॉम अनटचेबिलिटी।
आपके खिलाफ भेदभाव होता था झारखंड में?
नहीं,
there's no untouchability amongst the tribals. Unnecessary
issues. No, we have to believe what she's saying.
She's saying no.
Now, पर आपसे मैं ये, आपने कहा कि हर तरह का खाना खाने के लिए जो एक जरूरत थी आपने अपना धर्म बदला, तो मतलब और भी कोई रीजन था?
और कोई रीजन नहीं था। हम लोग बचपन से इधर ही आई थी, तो मम्मी पापा को पता नहीं है कि हम लोग अपने आप क्रिश्चियन हो गए इधर आके दिल्ली में।
तो आप कह रहे हैं कि सबके साथ बैठ के खाना खाना जब यहाँ दिल्ली में काम करते हैं, ये एक फैक्टर था?
दिल्ली में काम करते थे तो उधर जाके मम्मी पापा बोलते थे कि किसी को खाना मत खाना, छुआछूत हो जाती है, इसलिए हम लोग क्रिश्चियन होने के बाद कि सबको रे खाना खा सकते हैं।
तो आपको कोई पास्टर जो आए, कोई एक पैसे या कोई और बेनिफिट की बात हुई?
नहीं, हम लोगों को पास्टर उस्टर कोई पैसा वैसा
फ्री में हो गए वो।
हम लोग अपने पसंद से गए।
सर, अ वेरी वेरी पर्टिनेंट पॉइंट इन साइलेंस आई वुड मेक दैट जस्ट एज टेररिज्म हैज नो रिलीजन, अनटचेबिलिटी आल्सो हैज नो रिलीजन। फॉर गॉड सेक, डोंट कनेक्ट अनटचेबिलिटी विद हिंदूइज्म एंड से दैट बिकॉज ऑफ अनटचेबिलिटी देयर शुड बी कन्वर्शन। जस्ट एज ISIS इज नो इस्लाम, सिमिलरली आई वेरी एम्फैटिकली से अनटचेबिलिटी इज नो हिंदू, अनटचेबिलिटी इज नो हिंदू।
प्लीज, बट बरका, to hear the stories that we are hearing is extremely sad. Mahatma Gandhi will say.
So why is it sad?
It's sad because
why are they being
subjected to all kinds of contending religions? Mahatma Gandhi will say, if a Christian wants to convert somebody, let him come and convert me. Why does he go to Kasturba?
But why are you calling her sad when she's saying maine marzi se kiya?
And all this talk that Hindus are doing this, the fact remains in that over the last 100 years and especially after 50 years,
sir, when you
large
see
parts of India, religious demography has been changed through active conversions.
It is wrong. Let me give you.
Mr. Bajaj, complete your point. I'm going to start taking questions. If your questions raise your hand, please.
District of Kanyakumari. It was 30% Christian in 1951. It's 50% today. Has it happened without
Muslim? When normally good things are seen, people will embrace
that. Okay,
Barkha,
only bringing
second. I'm out of time. I have to take questions.
Barkha, human dignity is important.
Father,
ultimate.
Will you just give me a second?
Wrong in bringing Mr. Bajaj, just
that's a second.
Wrong in bringing
ask them. Ask the BJP why they're bringing them back. Ask the BJP why they're bringing them back.
Please, Mr. Bajaj, father, standing
up. India at this juncture is very important.
One minute. What's your question? Please, in 15 seconds, what's your question?
There was a letter which was written 2 years back by the chairman of the National Commission of Minorities, S. Tarlochan Singh. It was your period then.
Yes.
To the leadership of church.
Mr. Yes. Just a second. Tarlochan Singh just a was second. Appointed by NDA. Correct.
It may have been appointed. Yes, but the letter
Singh
was written.
BJP appointed.
But the letter was
Tarlochan
written in their
Singh,
period.
No,
what is Tarlochan the letter?
Just a second.
What is the letter?
Let me complete.
Come on. I have to take questions.
You point.
I am not.
I just want you to point to yourself when you read it.
When Manishankar
You read it.
You keep
on. You read it.
Let me read it.
Just a second.
Why don't we have the discussion?
National Commission of Minorities.
No. We don't have time for the full letter. What's the operative point?
Is concerned about the abnormally high growth of Christian population in Northeast, and look at what they say. They say that while the proportion of Christians in India has remained the same for both decades, 91 and 2001 and 2.3%, in terms of percentage, Nagaland, Mizoram, Meghalaya have the highest percentage of Christians suddenly at 90%, 87%, and 71%.
Can I correct?
All of you are answering together. One minute.
So I think Patra is appreciating Christianity because society in North is better than society in the rest of India.
Okay, very well. Now what is the response?
It was always so. Not after Christianity.
Okay.
Christians have been there only last
1 minute. Father Stanley.
The society was always
better. Mr. Bajaj, no, I have to move on now to questions. Father Stanley, you can respond later. One minute.
You're talking about the Ghar Vapsi campaign, and Agra is a well-known city of the country. Samajwadi Party is there in, you know, Uttar Pradesh.
So you're saying it's their accountability?
No, I'm just saying that it is not possible that BJP people can force somebody to convert, you know, into Hinduism in a state where Samajwadi Party is ruling. And the second point...
No, well, let's keep it at one point because I need to take more questions. So you're saying it's not possible under the eye of the Samajwadi Party?
The Mr. Rajeshwar Singh says that we will not let the conspiracy of temple and mosque survive. And in 10 years, there will be no Muslims and Christians in our country.
Yes.
So
do you want to respond to Rajeshwar Singh's comments?
I would like to respond to that.
Yes.
When you allow
me. Yes, yes, yes.
See, I'll tell you very frankly and candidly, Rajeshwar Singh is not a man of Bharatiya Janata Party. Well, you can give examples of umpteen number of leaders probably in Bharatiya Janata Party also who had made some wrong statement. A few leaders have crossed the Lakshman Rekha. To this, I would say, every party, I would say candidly, every party has Digvijay Singh. Every party has Digvijay Singh.
And Manishankaraya.
Yes, and Manishankaraya also. But do they have the right? But do they have the right to stall the parliament? Did Digvijay Singh?
Absolutely.
No,
you
do
taught
not have
us.
The right to stop the
you
parliament.
You taught us. I am a great bhakt of yours.
You are the one who taught India.
You are the one who held up parliament for 5 years.
But I am your bhakt, Manishankarji.
No. Please.
MP. Why doesn't this MP come to parliament? Why should this member of parliament, whose first duty is to parliament, all we are asking for is his presence for 5 days.
Ask Rahul Gandhi where he is. Don't ask the Prime Minister.
Did you ask
where
for
he is?
Prime Minister is
did you ask Rahul Gandhi about his European tours?
Get married and continue to practice their individual faiths. And I think their stories also need to be celebrated because in a sense that is true pluralism. And your name is Shabana and you're Manish. Okay, how long back did you get married?
10 years.
10 years. And how did you guys meet?
College, NCC.
And was there pressure on you when you decided to get married? Because you were Hindu and Muslim?
No, not at all.
No pressure?
No.
Did you ever think of changing your religion?
No.
Not at all.
I'm like, it's better celebrating both the religions rather than one. Yes. See, basically, here. मुझे अच्छा लग रहा है भास्कर जी क्लैप कर रहे हैं बट आई होप वो दिल से इस चीज को फॉलो करते हैं सी बेसिकली आई एम रिप्रेजेंटिंग धनक हियर वी हैव एन एनजीओ व्हिच हैज अराउंड 500 मेंबर्स मोर देन 500 मेंबर्स ऑल ओवर इंडिया हु आर इनटू दिस काइंड ऑफ रिलीजियस मैरिजेस आई जस्ट वांट टू कन्वे दैट देयर एट धनक वी value religion a lot. It's not that we are non-religious people. We value all the religions. Yeah, but keep humanity just a little above religion. We should not deny humanity for religion. For I believe that we people are more religious. We don't deny other religion. Okay, if you want to get married, we are totally against converting for marriage.
Do you share her views? Was there any pressure from your extended family, from the rest of society?
अभी तक कोई problem नहीं है और हम खुश हैं कि हमने decide किया. और मुझे लगता है कि ऐसा ही माहौल हमारे समाज में होना चाहिए
तो ये जो कन्वर्जन को लेके इतने झगड़े चल रहे हैं आप लोग क्या बोलेंगे
कन्वर्जन को लेके जो
झगड़े यू थिंक इट्स अ नॉन इशू
इट शुड बी नॉन इशू फॉर एवरीबॉडी इट इज अ इशू व्हाई बिकॉज कहीं ना कहीं वो हमें भी डर पैदा कर देता है बट व्हाई इट इज अ पॉलिटिकल इशू आई डोंट नो इट्स टोटली आवर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन गिव्स द राइट टू I won't use the word convert, but choose a religion.
So you practice both faiths at home?
I do. Rather, I would like to say here that I have been studying into a Christian, I'm a Christian school student. I am into a Hindu family, but I respect all the religions. So I don't find any difference there when you are into a family.
Okay. So why these political leaders have problems? So I think this is a story of optimism that you can actually celebrate all faiths. Let's take a few questions, then we have to take a break. Yes.
A general observation here, I can see that in the center, BJP is being targeted, where Amit Shah is making a statement that all the parties should come and join hands together, where an anti-conversion bill can be passed. And RSS chief is saying the same, but still people are focusing and targeting BJP. That BJP BJP is the main villain out here. It's completely wrong. I don't agree as an individual or as a youth.
Okay, Madhav Nalappa, do you want to add to that? And then I'll take one more question and we have to go into break.
Yes. No, I simply want to say, Barka, the fact of the matter is that we have had these 200 conversions in Agra and a big fuss has been made about them. There have been conversions taking place for several hundred years in the country.
Yes.
And in definitely for 50, 60 years.
Yes.
So I'm a little surprised that all our friends here who are so concerned about this Agra conversion, they haven't woken up to the fact that conversions have become a fact of life in India for decades.
Okay, question here?
Yeah, in the historic judgment in the case of Nanda Bharti Mill case, it was said that there's a general fundamental structure of the constitution which cannot be changed. However, the present anti-conversion bill will contradict that sort of fundamental structure because the right of religion is being contradicted by that.
The Supreme Court has given clarification on that.
There cannot be There cannot be, in terms of the constitution, an anti-conversion law. You may have a conversion law that regulates it, but you cannot have an anti-conversion law.
You cannot ban all conversions. You cannot ban all conversions.
Barkha, single line clarifies when the Supreme Court says that Article 25.1, that's what we are talking about, should not be misread. That preaching and propagating one's religion means converting one's religion into another.
Exactly.
The exact word is
the conversion purposive. Is a personal
just a
process,
second. Just a second. Sir.
I can't force you to become a
purposive conversion would impinge
Christian
on
Muslim?
The freedom of conscience guaranteed to all citizens.
Okay, exactly. I want to bring Chandrabhan. Very quickly, why did you haven't explained why one set of conversions is apolitical but reconversion is political?
You know, when Ambedkar converted a million people in Nagpur,
yes,
he called it Dhamma Diksha Samaroh.
Yes.
Diksha is what? Convocation. You are already into something. That
yes.
means you are already into Buddhism.
Yes.
Now I give you a Diksha. My problem is not with conversion. Let us once again focus it on reconversion. Because reconversion is a political act.
A bigger problem. Why is it not part of the same freedom of religion?
Because the whole of the Garhwapsi movement
yes.
and all those who are supporting versions of it is that all those who became Muslims or Christians were forced into that conversion, yeah. that it's a recent thing, that it is they themselves who became Muslims and therefore should be brought back. Whereas, in fact, I think it's lost in the mists of time as to when Asad's ancestors became Muslims.
Okay.
There's no way. How can there be ghar wapsi?
I want to ask you one thing is, Hindus got converted to Muslims, Hindu got converted to Islam, they got converted to other religions. I don't see the so much uproar when they're coming back, one thing. Second thing, I don't see any conversion between those religions itself. I mean, say a Christian converting to a Muslim.
No,
what's wrong with Hinduism? What's wrong with Hinduism that so much conversion is happening? I mean, this thing also has to be.
My question was what sir said. You don't have a right to convert fundamentally when you were reading Article 25. I think in the case of Stenilos versus Madhya Pradesh back in 1977, Supreme Court said that if there's any kind of allurement that is there.
That's right.
Any enticement, which is there by any
fraud
religion.
Or allurement.
Yes, yeah. That is in contravention to the Article 25. Yeah. And you're talking about a secular state that India is. So by that logic, if you pass an anti-conversion bill, isn't that in contravention to the thing that is mentioned
Absolutely.
In
our... Okay, please respond to that, Sambit, and then I have to go into a break and just 4 minutes left for final comments.
I have read out all the issues regarding to this law, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. Supreme Court is absolutely clear about the fact that the six states which have...
Do you support J.K. Bajaj's proposal for a moratorium on all conversions for 10 years?
It's not I who am to suggest. Justice A.N. Ray, the Chief Justice, has suggested
that.
The BJP already. My humble submission is, yes, some kind of ghar wapsi is required of the parliamentarians who are not allowing the parliament to function. They should come back and allow the parliament to function.
Okay.
Ghar wapsi of the parliament.
Can there be a ghar wapsi of Najma Hepatullah, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi as well?
That's right. Huh. Let's first attend that.
Can there be?
Why not? We attend that ceremony.
He says, why not? Please do it. If they want to, they will come. You should go to Najma Hepatullah and Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi.
Mukhtar Naqvi. You know, their examples were pointed out even when the BJP raised this, not BJP, but UP BJP raised the slogan of love jihad.
Barkha,
their own people have interfaith marriages.
I simply want to say that we academics spin on all kinds of theories. I wrote something in Times of India 15 years ago about Hindutva. Huh. That each of us, our cultural DNA is Vedic, it's Mughal and it's Western. In other words, the Christian, Muslim and Hindu traditions are there in
are
each
all
of
assimilated
us. There's absolutely no question that each of us has got the same DNA. Mr. Owaisi and myself and Mani and Sambit. So let's accept it.
Okay, good point.
Sambit is different.
All right, we're taking a
I'm
quick
more
break.
Rational.
Rationalist. We are all Gaddars.
Okay, not at all. Quick break. Very briefly, final comments from all our panel coming back in a minute. People, a heated debate on conversions. Before we take final comments from our panel, let's get a few more questions.
My question is, the anti-conversion bill is against...
If it comes at all.
...is against forceful conversion, but won't it give RSS and VHP the power to deem authentic conversions as forced, right, since it's quite easy to suppress the poor people?
Okay, you have a question here? Anybody has a question here? Yeah, okay.
We have provisions within the penal code which can deal with conversions.
That's right. If there's force.
If there is force, yes, allurement, absolutely, or fraud. So if you have these provisions, why do you want a separate statute, exactly, to be brought?
Okay, you want to add to that?
In all of Modiji's rallies that I've personally heard, so basically his history of Gujarat starts from 2002. So again and again, the word he's using is development happened in Gujarat, development.
What's your question? Gujarat.
So basically, idea that is being put forward is keep Muslims in their place and then development will
come. Samit, please respond.
See, the 2002 have been visited and revisited umpteen number of times in the 2014 election. And the mandate that has historically been given to Mr. Modi quenches the thirst for all times to come. That there, 2002 was addressed in the best possible way by Gujarat, and development is an issue which Mr. Modi has brought to the paradigm of the present day politics.
Mr. Modi is reported to have reprimanded his MPs for loose talk at two successive meetings. Should we assume he disagrees with some of the comments of the RSS chief as well?
RSS is a cultural organization. Talk on cultural issues. No. Just a second.
It's a cultural organization.
And the comments that the RSS chief has rightly made about India, in the sense that it's a national union without the mundane divisions that we have. Why should we talk about mundane divisions?
Okay. Last question
Hindu
here.
Hindu talks in a cultural sense. Here. So what's the issue about it?
My question is, how is 2.6% of Christians a threat to India? Please explain it to me.
No one is saying that they are a threat. We'll start with Chandra. All of you get 30 seconds each. We have to start ending.
Unfortunately, religion has become bigger than man.
Money. India is the largest Hindu country in the world, is the second largest Muslim country in the world, is the country that has the oldest established Christian church. I celebrate all the religions of India, and I do not believe that our country can remain one if we become a Hindu Rashtra. We are a Rashtra for all Indians.
Samit, ghar vapsi is required of those parliamentarians, those who are bad parliamentarians, not allowing the parliament to function, to good parliamentarians, allowing the parliament to function.
Okay, Asad.
These reconversions or conversions have openly shown that what Modi said, that India first, everything has been exposed badly. People should understand that when RSS talks about conversion, it's because they don't believe Muslims and Christians as first citizens of India. Okay. We are second grade. Provided once we change to Hinduism, We become first.
I think we are conflating two issues. Individuals convert out of spiritual seeking, but that's very rare. But all mass conversions are political by definition. And if the mass conversions can be there towards Christianity, they can as well be towards Hinduism.
Father Stanley.
Okay, conversion is absolutely a personal decision. It is a change of heart, taking a U-turn. And when I know I don't have a dignity in a particular status, I change into some other thing to get a status and acceptance as a human being.
We are an amalgam of different faiths. And quite frankly, I think we need to go beyond India and look globally, for example. Indians are doing extraordinarily well all over the world. You go to the Middle East, it's an overwhelmingly Muslim country, they're doing well. You go to overwhelmingly Christian countries, they're doing well. I just hope a situation is created by which we'll do well in India as well.
Well, I think the one thing we can agree on is celebrate all faiths. That's at the heart of India's secular DNA. You take that away and there is no idea of India. We leave it there. Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you.